T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
John Travolta Day in Brooklyn yesterday. Man, what a production that was.
Yeah.
Was there security out there?
Huge security. Huge. And all of Brooklyn police were there as well.
I mean, how many thousands of people were there?
Oh, could it be 5,000, Lou?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
5,000 all under the subway line.
I mean,
line.
The pictures are just crazy.
Because that's where that subway line is in the movie, right?
Yeah.
People were watching from the train tracks up on top on the
yeah,
wow.
That was awesome too, wasn't it?
Stop. Yeah. Yeah.
And I tell you what, the whole morning crew was there along with Joe Causey.
Yeah, Jesus.
Joe Causey does a night show here at CBS FM. Mm-hmm. John, you didn't know he was so connected, did you?
Oh, I knew he was connected ever since I was at Coney Island and I saw the VIP section of the Summer Blast Off.
Right.
I couldn't even get in.
he's got his people. So, and then John Travolta showed up. John Gotti Jr. was there too, right?
John Gotti Jr. was there, yeah. They sat together on stage, Travolta and John Gotti Jr.
And
because they've got that movie Gotti coming out, John Travolta, you know, on Friday. So.
I keep reading that there's something wrong with the movie. You know, they said it took
years to get it. Because I remember seeing when he first shot it, seeing scenes from it, and that had to be, what, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, maybe. It's been a 10-year process. I spoke to one of the producers, and he said it's 10 years to get it from beginning to end.
Wow.
Scott, you would have loved it. Joe Causey had to call all the producers up. 6 of the producers got up on stage. 4 out of the 6 were wearing tracksuits. Like,
the producer, there's 6 producers.
Yeah.
Oh, there's people put the money in.
The money in.
That's different than directors.
That's right. That's correct. The director was from Entourage.
Was he there?
The little guy. No, he wasn't there.
I didn't think so.
But the tracksuits were amazing. I'm like, are these really Hollywood producers or just
somebody from down the block?
Yeah.
Come up here.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it was pretty cool. He actually, he was
amazing.
In rare form, and he had his Saturday Night Fever outfit on.
Mm-hmm. What a good sport. Well, I didn't realize how important he was to that community. And Louis, you told me that this is they love this guy. They love Travolta.
Yeah, they've been waiting for him to come back. This was like
all these
40 years.
Years
in the making. So.
What was his name in the movie when he bought the pizza?
Tony Manero.
Yeah, he did the Tony Manero walk, and they had the song going.
Yeah.
Staying alive, and the whole place was applauding.
The place was jumping, and it was jumping for 2 hours beforehand while we waited for him to come out of the city. You know, he's driving from the city out there, and it was like an hour journey for him because we were getting updated. But the whole crowd was wired. They just wanted to see their man, Travolta.
Well, keep in mind that he also, that when he did his TV show, Welcome Back, Cotter, that was Brooklyn also, right?
Yep. New Utrecht High School, my alma mater.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, mm-hmm.
No wonder you were so excited to be there.
Yeah, it's a fun thing.
And do you remember the scene, Scott, the pizza scene? Patty, do you remember it? He went up and asked for 2 slices, 2
right.
Outside Lenny's Pizza. And
he got 2 slices yesterday. Yeah. He was feeding one of them to his wife.
Great.
Well, and a lot of people there trying to interview John Travolta. Unfortunately for those people, only one guy got him.
Only one?
The master.
Brad Blake.
I love it.
John, what does this mean to you here?
Well, this is my blueprint. This is where it all started for me.
Remember that first moment when you ate the 2 pizza slices? Tell me about that.
I'll never forget it because I was really hungry.
That's it.
That's it.
That's okay. That was an interview.
That was an exclusive.
Wow.
That's more than Sandy Kenyon got.
Yes.
Three
more questions than anybody else got.
Sandy was. Louis said Sandy was standing on the side. He's a very famous entertainment reporter for ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of steaming.
He got
steaming. Yeah, I guess he was promised some sort of a interview with him, and it didn't
come
down.
Or at least a slice.
And he's watching Brad go to work. And then I got Where's Waldo working for us here? Every picture of John Travolta take it, you see Louie's little head peeping up.
That is so funny.
I warped into a fanboy after Brad got his interview. I just couldn't hold back. It was a great moment.
That was pretty wild, man. So it was a good day to be out there. Thanks to John Travolta for making it happen and his buddy.
My daughter was looking at all the pictures online, and she went, "You were there, weren't you, Mom?" And I went, "No, I didn't go. That was their thing. I can't believe you wouldn't go." I'm like, "I can't believe that's interesting to you. This is 20 years before you were born." Yeah.
Now, John, they did a big feature on CBS 2, too, didn't they?
Oh, gosh, everybody covered it. I mean, it was such a great story, great visual. And everybody across the Hollywood Reporter to Variety, they're all talking about Brad Blank.
He had an amazing day yesterday.
That was a pretty good day. Yeah, it's funny, too, because Louis took a picture of Brad right before. And he's in a what kind of a restaurant?
Turkish restaurant.
A Turkish restaurant. There's nobody in it. And there's one guy sitting at the table looking like there's steam coming out of his ears because it's Brad preparing for that two-question interview.
That's okay.
Preparation. Yeah. Hey, concentration.
He was prepared, and he got the story.
Yeah. Radio.com. Radio.com.
A lot of calls today. People want to know who won the big grand prize yesterday at Home Depot in Flushing. Mm-hmm. Well, the lady who won the 25 gallons of latex primer refuses to come forward and be identified.
I can't blame her.
Yeah. I have a question. Does the IRS get 12 and a half gallons of her paint?
Mostly.
Yeah, and then New York State will take some.
Yeah,
oh my God.
She'll get like a quart
it'll
of
it. Take about a quart.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if she's going to make a deposit in the Caymans and hide it there.
That's what nobody can get their hands on it. That's probably pretty smart planning.
Yeah. Brad had a busy day yesterday. We'll get over there.
Amazing day.
He had an exclusive interview with John Travolta. We'll hear that at 8:30 this morning.
Can I just tell you one thing? Did you see this picture in the Post of John Travolta? Look who's looking over his shoulder.
I know.
It's Louis. His little head is popped up over.
That is Louie, isn't it?
Half my head.
His little baby head is popped
up
on his shoulder.
That looks like that Where's Waldo thing.
I know.
And there's Where's Louie.
That
little head sticking out.
Oh, my gosh.
That's unbelievable, Louie.
Louie Louie makes it.
Finally made it. I looked at that picture, and I went, wait a minute.
Now, wow.
Speaking of John Elliott. We got rain in the forecast today.
And it's just going to be plain toasty for Dad. Maybe get him some toast. High of 87. 68 now, 78 later today.
Okay, it is 8:11.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're not.
8:11 over to Patty. She's got the Daily Dirt entertainment update.
Good one, Patty, someone's in a mood.
<I know. laughs> So Gail King talked to the New York Times about the Me Too movement.
I don't like cornball stuff today.
Avocado hand strikes again. Yesterday on The View, Joy Behar said she missed work Monday because she sliced open her hand cutting an avocado. She said, "I was trying desperately to eat something before going out Saturday. I cut into the avocado and stabbed myself."
Lucky it wasn't her neck.
Yeah. She went to the hospital where they stitched her up, put her on antibacterial drip. She said, "Apparently, there's a syndrome called avocado hand." Doctor said, "We get this all the time. Bagels, too." And Howie Mandel.
Bagel hand.
Yeah, bagel hand, too.
Bagel hand.
Howie Mandel.
Isn't that a nickname for somebody? Old bagel hand.
By the way, it also happened in the last month to Meryl Streep and former Bachelorette Andy Dorfman.
Bagels or avocados?
Avocados
all
with
right,
them.
Good.
Right.
What are you calling bagel hands for?
You like Mandel comedy a little bit shorter, don't you, Scott? You know, like the Howie Mandel?
It's a toss-up between Elliot comedy and Mandel comedy.
Boy, I was warned about you today, and I didn't listen.
That'll teach you.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.